You're listening to the Do Something More podcast, and this is episode 11 with Carrie Alba and Serving the Community Through Theater Arts. Welcome to the Do Something More podcast, a service-oriented show where we highlight the helpers who inspire us all to do something more. I'm your host, Melissa Draper. Thank you so much for being here. Hello, this episode of the Do Something More podcast. I am so excited because I get to talk to my friend Carrie Alba. And Carrie has been involved in community theater in our community, and she's always sharing on her social media the awesome shows that she's been a part of. And so I was really excited to talk to her about the work and volunteer work she does to keep community theater and the arts alive in the communities that she's lived in. So Carrie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm excited for this conversation because I also love theater as well. We kind of talked about that a little bit, but I love going to shows and seeing them. And I love this idea of keeping it alive and available for so many people. So, but let's start off. Let's have you introduce yourself.
My name is Carrie. I'm happily married to Brian, and I'm a mom of five kids from 12 to 3. And I love theater. It's a passion that is deeply rooted in me.
So how did you first get involved in theater? Is it something you've done since you were young? Did you pick it up older as an adult? How did you get involved in theater itself?
So both of my parents were involved in theater when they were in high school. And then they did some community theater growing up. And so I saw them doing it, and my siblings did a few things here and there. But when I was younger, we moved to Tennessee, and I heard that there was a community theater and they were going to put on The Wizard of Oz. And I told my mom, I want to go audition for this show. And I've always loved musicals. I watched Hello, Dolly all the time when I was little. And I auditioned and I got the role of Dorothy. And from that point forward, it was, they call it the bug for a reason. I got bit really hard by that theater bug. And so from that day forward, it's just been in my blood, and I have to do it.
I knew we were kindred spirits for a reason. Hello, Dolly. Who doesn't love watching that over and over again? So that's great. I love it. So how did you come about doing it? So did you ever take any breaks when you were growing up, or how did you, because, you know, it's easy for us sometimes to follow those passions when we're younger. How did you make that transition to keeping it part of your life as an adult, as a mother?
I did it all through my teen years, community theater, and then I moved back to Utah. And here it's in the high schools, and it wasn't in Tennessee. So mm-hmm. I got to do some high school shows the year that I was in high school here in Utah. And then I got involved with the community theater also. The summer before I went to college, we did Into the Woods. And then I went to college, and that was never a plan that I had. I didn't ever want to go to college, but I ended up going, and I decided to major in theater because that's the only thing that I loved doing. So I studied it in theater and got my bachelor's degree in theatrical arts. And after that, I started having kids, and that's when my involvement started to dwindle because my kids were coming, and that's where my focus ended up. So there was a break in there for a little while, but then I decided that I wanted my kids to have something. And in the little community that we were in, they didn't really have anything for kids until high school. And I was talking to my friend, and she said, if you want it, then do something about it for them, like make something. So I decided to do a children's summer theater camp. And I ran that for 3 years, so that my hope was by the time my kids were old enough, they could do that. But then we moved and all these things. But yeah, so there was a little break in there and I missed it a lot, but I was grateful to get back into it.
And I love that. I think it's so often for us, especially as mothers, that wanting our children to have valuable experiences is what brings us to do the things that we do sometimes in our communities. And then it's awesome because you get to help bring those experiences to other families. So, well, I know you've been involved a lot here in the town that we live in, and also surrounding towns that do community theater in the summertime, especially, but during the year. So I would love to hear, how did you get involved in that? And what are some of the good experiences that you've had?
So there was another break that I had up until we moved here. And as soon as we moved here, I saw on a marquee that there were auditions. And I thought, oh my goodness, I could actually do something right now. It was before my baby was born, so it was kind of in between kids. And my husband was super, super supportive. And he said, go do it, go do it. And so I went and auditioned. And I got into the show. It was a Broadway review type of thing with the community theater here. And I met two of my very best friends. We're still friends to this day, really, really close. And it was kind of like finding that part of myself that I had kind of put on the back burner for a while, and finding that joy and that passion again. It kind of brought me back to life in a couple of ways. And so since that time, since we moved here, I just keep trying to get involved whenever I can.
You've done in parts, and I've seen you've directed a show. You've kind of done a little bit of everything almost, it seems.
So here I've been in a few shows and also directed last year. I directed The Wizard of Oz, which was really fun because I felt like I had come full circle since that was my first show, and then I got to direct it. And I'm now on the Salem Community Theater Board, and so I help in that way as well.
So I know a lot of people that aren't in theater might not be aware of the time commitment that is around when you're putting a show on, especially when you're getting down to those final weeks before it goes on. So how have you been able to balance that with also your other responsibilities and your family or other things you have going on? How have you been able to find that balance or to be able to put that time, that dedicated time that I know goes into each show that you do?
The only way I am able to do that is because of my husband and how he supports me in it. He knows that it's really, really important to me, and he kind of does it all for a couple weeks there at the end. So his support is huge and he's just amazing. But I do have to take breaks in between shows. There's been a few where I want to do the very next one that comes up, but I have to think, no, I need to spread that out a little bit more. I can't do as much as I want to do with theater sometimes because I do have other responsibilities and want to be home more. So I kind of have to pick and choose shows that are either really important to me or they have some kind of a stronger pull that makes me want to be involved and kind of spread it out. I do maybe two or so a year.
And I think that's a natural thing for any service or any extra that someone is deciding to give, whether they're a mom or a dad. Obviously there's ebbs and flows to the commitment and the things that you can do. But so I love to hear how you say sometimes it's just as you go, you realize, nope, now's the time to pull back, or now's the time I can jump in. Mm-hmm. And that's a natural way of going about it. So what are some of the positive experiences that you've had? Because obviously you love theater and it's done a lot for your life, but I'm sure you have you had the opportunity to see that same experience for others? I know you had a lot of kids in Wizard of Oz when you directed that. What are some of those experiences that you've been able to see the work you're doing also blessing or helping others become connected to that world?
I think The Wizard of Oz was a big example of that. I had kids who had never done a show ever just completely bloom on stage. They found a confidence that they didn't have before. And I got to watch that and kind of help pull that out of them. And I think it surprised a lot of their parents. I had one parent come up to me and say, I had no idea that this was even a talent that my kid had or that he was capable of becoming this character on stage. And he did it so well. And they were so grateful for the opportunity. And now he is involved with theater in his school and he's getting a lot of experience. And Wizard of Oz also, because it was a lot of little kids, a lot of in between, and then we had a lot of adults too. We kind of became this little family, and I still talk to them. We have like a group chat, and so I still am connected with them every once in a while, and we just kind of formed this community and of support for each other, and I think it was a really good thing for everybody who was involved.
I think that is one of the fun things about theater is because you're so spending so much time, you know, in those moments building up to a show, it's easy to build those relationships.
Not only so much time, but also the stage is a very vulnerable place to be. Yeah. And when we're vulnerable with people and with each other, that's how relationships are built. And so that's a fun way to be vulnerable and strengthen those relationships.
That is a good point. And it is a fun way to be a little more of yourself or show who you are. That's great. Well, are there any challenges that you've had as you've been involved in community theater or things that you've had to work through or things that come up maybe when you've been serving on the board that have required some creativity to work through and help with?
We always have this, I guess, saying in community theater especially that we need more men. We're always looking for more men to play different roles. A lot of times we get females and we have more than we need for the female roles, but we don't always have enough men. So that's a challenge that we had. For example, The Wizard of Oz, we had four men audition, and that was it. And I had five male roles that I had to fill. So it turned out to be a huge blessing, actually, in the end, because our musical director stepped up and he played our Scarecrow, and there's nobody who could have played that role better. So it ended up working really well. But that's a challenge, is to find enough men to come and fill those roles so that we can put on a good production.
So this is a call to any man that's listening to this show that's thought about doing community theater, that he probably would find a place where he was needed.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. Anything else you wanted to share?
I think a challenge, especially for newer community theaters, is just that people even know that we exist. I think there are some that have been around for a long time and they have found that audience that will come to every show just because they know it's there and it's become kind of a tradition for their family or something like that. But the newer theaters are sometimes hard pressed to get that audience to come and participate and to support the shows. And sometimes it's just because we don't know. And we've tried everything we know of. And there are still people who are like, I didn't know there was a community theater in Salem. And so getting the awareness out that, hey, we're doing this and it's a good thing. We'd love for you to come and support.
Yeah, that's a simple thing anyone that wanted to support community theater could do, is to just share the shows that they've are aware of, or even if they've seen it and there's some shows left, I say, hey, this is a great show.
Yeah.
Go give it a viewing. So I love that. So what have been some of your, I know you've talked about the passion theater is for you, but I'd love to hear, what are some of your other whys for why you think it's important to have theater arts in the community, and it's important to have these programs that everyone usually participating in them is volunteering, is giving their time. Why do you think it's so important to have these in our communities?
Art is important because it can be an escape for some things. And it also mirrors life, theater does, in a way that other things don't. And through theater, we can gain relationships. We can gain different insight. Sometimes our perspective can change on things. And I think that's important. Having community theater brings art into the community. It gives people the chance to be in shows that they may not otherwise get to do, maybe at the more well-known theaters around that are semi-professional or professional theater. They may have a better opportunity because of location to be in something. And it really does just form that bond between everybody in the show that we created something. It's this work of art that we get to create together and then share with other people.
I think that theater, community theater, does build that sense of community too, that you feel part of a community. I recently went, our high school just finished up doing Les Mis, and they had orchestra there, students doing a live orchestra in the show. And I didn't have any kids in the show, but when it was done, I just felt this pride, this proud, you know, like I did, like every kid there was one of mine. And it just, you just feel this sense of community that you're all there together watching the hard work these kids have put together. And it's just, it's a unique feeling, definitely. Mm-hmm. Theater, I think, gives you an opportunity to feel and experience things in a unique way. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can watch movies or TV, but theater just brings out those emotions, I think, in a way nothing else does as well.
And it's very unique in that it is live. It's not going to be the same performance every night. You have a different audience. There's different energy every night. Things happen sometimes that didn't happen the night before or things like that. So it's like this living, breathing art form that you don't get through other things.
Well, do you have any other words of advice for someone that was like you? Maybe they've been thinking about doing community theater, either someone that's done it before or maybe never has. What encouragement or words of advice would you give to someone that has thought about being involved in their community in that way?
Do it. I think it's probably more prevalent than you think it is. I mean, everywhere around us, every single community has a community theater, which is so unique, I think, because we live here. That's not always the case everywhere else. So like there's so many opportunities. So just get involved, and not just in the acting aspect either. We always are looking for technical help. If you would like to learn, and that's another great thing about community theater, is it's kind of this place where you can learn to do things maybe that you haven't done before. So we're always looking for technical sound and lights and things like that. If you don't want to be on stage, we're always looking for people to help with costumes. So if you like to sew, or you just like clothes and would like to come help us figure out what would look good for our shows, choreographers. Mm-hmm. So there's so much that's needed to put on a show. And it's not just being on stage. There's something needed from everybody. So if you have a desire to come and help come and we will find a place for you. And the other thing I was going to say is go support. If you don't want to be involved on stage or backstage, still go. Like, you go to the high school plays. Those kids have worked so hard. Go and support them. Go to the community theater shows. We can't perform if we don't have an audience. So go support.
It's a great family thing to do together. Go and see a show together as well. And I loved, like you said, here in Utah County, there seems to be a plethora of people that enjoy theater and music in that way. But for places that don't, I love the example you shared at the very beginning of this show, is that you created what you hoped and wanted to see.
And I think that can be done with many things. If there's something that you're wanting, that you're needing or looking for, and it's not there, then sometimes you have to do it yourself.
Well, with those wise words concludes my interview with Carrie Alba. And I love that final example she gave. What a great example and story she shared earlier about creating what she wanted to see in community theater herself, for her children and for her family. And I think that example can apply to anything, not just community theater. If there's something you want to see done, there's an experience you want to provide for your family or for others, that you can be the person to create that yourself. So that was a great note to end on. But also, I love this conversation about community theater and the many people that give of their time to volunteer to make the theater arts possible in our communities. So I just first want to give a little plug for those that are local and listening to this podcast. Carrie is directing the musical Oliver this summer. It will be at the end of July in Salem. So I'll put some links to that in the show notes. And also to anyone else listening, even if theater isn't something you've ever wanted to be involved in, I would encourage you to think about attending a show, especially as the summer season is coming up. That is when a lot of community theaters put on their productions and have these great shows that we can go and enjoy in our communities and our cities. So take the time, find out if you have something like that in your community, go and support them, go and see the show that they're putting on. Or as she mentioned too, in high schools or your schools, you can think about seeing the shows that are going there too. And that's a great way to support theater in your community. So it was a great conversation. Thank you so much for being here. I'll see you next time.